All right, welcome to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to some of Canada's great emerging music. Thanks for being here with us. This is a special Montreal edition of IndieCan Radio, and you might be wondering who this strange voice is. My name is Dave Cool, and Joe was kind enough to let me take over the hosting duties for this special edition of IndieCan Radio. We're here at DMA Studio in Montreal, and on today's show we have an industry insider interview with Carl Como of Hyperbole Music, a company that's doing some really interesting things here in the city. But first, we have Live at IndieCan with the United Steelworkers of Montreal.
Hey, this is Felicity from the United Steelworkers of Montreal, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Woke up this morning with a knot in my chest. Washed my face and hands, and then I got dressed. Open the door to another new day. Burning inside when we got nothing to say. Walk down the street and get in my car. Many times have we gotten this far. Turn around and make the pain all go away. Just pick up that phone, please ask me to stay. Ask me to stay. Ask me to stay. Ask me to stay. Still feel your breath on the back of my neck. Still feel your hands on my chest. Darling, I wish you could see me now. Cold and lonely, I'm nothing but down. So tired, falling on closing lids. There ain't enough caffeine in the world to get me going. Honey, it's not too late. Just turn on your light, call out my name. Call out my name. At least I never lied. It's like I'm going backwards. Can't see a damn thing except from the distance to light out your golden waves. Your golden waves. Your golden waves.
One, two, three. tangent, wrecking ditches, steel belts and wings with the wind in my hair. Brother kissed a pavement, no lies, they go by. Well, she see my link up place and grab me some.
United Steelworkers of Montreal. For listeners who may not know your music, I've heard you guys describe anything from, you know, mix of alt country, blues, swing. I made the cardinal mistake of equating your music with bluegrass to Matt Large in a conversation. And he said,
"You know, we don't do that."
He's like,
"We don't do that."
No, he's like, "Dave, the Steelworkers do a lot of things. Bluegrass is not one of them." So, you guys describe it?
I would describe it exactly like how Matt Large said it, which is we do a lot of things, and it's not bluegrass.
And they all make Matt Large very angry.
And they all make Matt Large very angry, yes.
Fair enough.
Alt
country is kind of like a catch-all basic term.
Yeah.
Cowpunk can totally be in there.
I've heard city grass.
Around there.
Matt gets angry. Matt Watson
gets angry about that.
I don't like it.
He says we do a lot of things, but we don't do city grass. So I don't know. It's. I think something's in there.
Cowpunk, alt country.
Cowpunk, alt country.
What was the other one?
I don't know. Folk steel rock roll.
Psychograss. Psychograss.
Silly. No, I don't know if it's psychograss. Like, it deranges your psychograss.
Yeah, I guess so.
And there's a big difference between what they
He's
do
not
and what
stop
we do.
You
no, it's Sunday. We just keep going. We need you are the moderator. You're the referee. Get this guy a whistle.
Yeah, I need a whistle in here. What's the songwriting process like? And there's a few different songwriters, different lead vocalists. How do you guys go about choosing that? Obviously, if Gurn sings and Flitzy sings, that's a different vibe.
Sure.
On a song. So what's the process like in choosing that?
It's simple. If I write something, I sing it. And if Gus writes something, maybe everybody else sings it. and maybe even Gus sings it. I think we all hide in holes. We go and we dig a big hole in the backyard and we lay down with a box of beer. And eventually one of us will crawl out of the hole and there will be a song. And... and then we bring it to the band, and everybody fights about it a lot. And and then after
so
the dust
Chris
settles,
is thoughtfully looking at you like
this doesn't actually matter. No, that happened. You come late. You know, you don't come to rehearsals. Well, actually, yeah, you're the first
I'm
one.
I'm always there.
I know. That's what happens when I'm there by myself. Well, at least the whole part. Digging the hole and
right.
Next
question.
So I'm sure that was informative. Come on,
he writes his own tunes, and I basically have a chance to, because I've been writing for myself for a bit, so I have a chance to be able to write for two other singers. So it's kind of fun, you know. It's a lot easier to write for someone else than it is for yourself. So
right, and
I can just go with a certain kind of idea and a certain kind of style for whatever fits their voices and whatnot, you know, and also their personalities. And so writing for three is a lot easier than writing for one.
For one, yeah, exactly. That's cool. A few of the songs that we heard are off your last album, Kerosene and Coal.
Sure.
Which is one of my favorites from the last year and a half. And it seems like it was a favorite of many
many people, especially in the media. You guys got a lot of positive reviews, showcased at a lot of great festivals and conferences. How has the last year and a half been? Like, what are some of the highlights for you guys?
Crazy.
Europe.
Europe.
Yeah, Europe.
Yeah, you guys were just in Europe. Let's talk about adventures in Europe.
I keep saying Europe had a lot to do with brie.
And snert.
Cheese.
Snert.
Lots of bread.
Brie cheese, baguettes, and an incredible amount of incredibly good shawarma.
Snert.
And lots and lots and lots and lots of cheap beer. And really,
beer.
Really cool people.
And the nights when people weren't buying us beer, you could get like wine for like $2.50.
60 cents Canadian for a quart of beer in Berlin. I can't stop.
No, really. Because stores don't close.
And stores don't close.
And you can't drink stop, everywhere. Actually.
You can drink everywhere. And you're allowed to drink everywhere. It's illegal to carry bottles. It's illegal to walk into a bar with a beer and walk out of a bar with a beer. It's
yeah,
I think you can get beer in jail, I think, in Berlin. We didn't try that out specifically, but, you know, maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gernat from United Steelworkers of Montreal. You're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Thank you. only wanted to be with you.
How was the PopCon? Just out of curiosity.
Crazy German dance party. It was bananas.
It was pretty neat. We were jet lagged through the entire thing.
Okay.
Like really seriously jet lagged on a level I don't ever remember experiencing before. And so admittedly missed a lot of the conference, but they certainly, there was...
No, remember we sat there and ate all the hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, we should have those free food.
Some conference thing, but we weren't talking to anybody. We were just sitting by ourselves and drinking
schnitzel.
The free beer. And, but I did give
the entire tour revolved around food, apparently.
Food and booze.
I gave one of our CDs to Turkey's Rolling Stone.
That's right.
Was it Turkey?
He was a writer for Turkey's Rolling Stone.
I think he was the head editor. For Rolling Stone.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. The editor for
I gave
Turkey,
our CD
Turkey,
to some
Stone,
really weird people. But we could be getting some cool press somewhere, like in
the
Hungary.
The editor for the one music magazine in Romania, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, that's it. The only music magazine.
It was, it was like a broadening to the mind.
Not fair
enough. There was, no, it really was. Like, you were just like, wow, there's a Rolling Stone.
In Turkey. And they won our CD.
They loved our CD.
Did you guys play one showcase there?
We played a showcase there, and then at the end of the tour, we came back and we did another show at Bassey Club.
Okay.
It went over really well. And there was lots of like media and attention. Like it was really well attended by, you know, like by the biz folks and stuff like that. And the Burning Hell were amazing.
Very well attended by the Burning Hell.
It was very well attended by the Burning Hell. Burning Hell was the band we were on tour with.
Okay.
We love them. They're our favorite people in the world.
Everybody in our band had sex with everybody in their band. And then, just to cap it off, about halfway through, we all had sex together. Right at the same time. All of us in one big stinky room. It was really stinky, too, because of the cheese over there. Back to the food.
It was so good.
Yeah, I remember it. I don't know.
I miss you, Burning Hell.
I'm not sure.
So switching gears.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, indeed.
That's a good segue.
What's next? I mean, you guys have a new album in the can, in the process. What's up?
We were going to hide in our basement for the next 8 months as the album came out and did really well, and we didn't support it.
No, massive touring.
Oh, right, massive touring. Right, that was
massive touring.
Yes, massive touring. Big huge shows, like Don't Stop. The album comes out February 6th.
Club Soda.
At Club Soda, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It is the 6th, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
My mom's birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. And then we're kicking off. We're just going hard at it for like a couple of months straight.
Anywhere specific? Is it booked out?
East Coast to West and and then come back and go East Coast to West again.
All strictly Canada guys.
Hopefully
go
down to South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully we can get a visa so we can play shows other than
South by Southwest.
Yeah.
South
it's,
by Southwest.
Really long, it's a really long drive just to go to South by Southwest, so
which,
we're hoping.
Whatever, it's definitely worth it to go to that, but yes. It'd be nice if we could play shows along the way as well.
South by Southwest was actually, yes, another one of the big highlights for last year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a
that was part of M for Montreal.
Yeah, we got on the M for Montreal. Yeah. We got in the Canadian Barbecue Blast. We got on
Hank's
backyard,
which was awesome.
Hank Sinatra's backyard. It was really great.
It was
cool. There was a streaker.
Awesome. There was a streaker. Yes,
and I got to meet my pen pal.
And go. Oh yes,
my pen pal in Texas.
And I believe cool. I believe
at the Cockle Bowl about 10 years ago, and we kept in touch. And, and he lives in Texas, and I got to see.
I don't know what that means.
It was awesome, and he was wearing our shirt that I sent him. It's really magical.
Very cool.
Maybe you'll get to meet him this year.
I'd like to. Yeah,
that's great.
Maybe.
Maybe find a pen pal.
What?
I need to find a pen pal.
Well, maybe he has a friend.
So anybody wishing to correspond with Chris, please write uswm.ca or info@uswm.ca.
For his mailing address.
And leave your mailing address and he'll be right with you.
There you go. Well, that's a good segue. Where
14-year-olds.
Sorry. 14-year-olds. Jesus, man. We're on the radio here.
What was that?
Chris is only 15.
He's legal.
Right, of course. I feel we have to mention Chris is only 15 years old.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with him wanting to write to 14-year-olds. It's fine.
Well, that's what pen pals are typically young, you know.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
Right.
Digging yourself out, that's right.
That's excellent.
I wasn't
good
really
save,
sure.
Good save.
Good save.
So, speaking of which, for anybody out there who wants to get in touch with you guys or listen to music online, where can they do that?
Just come on over to our house.
uswm.ca.
And imagine,
or MySpace.
Google us, and all kinds MySpace, of funny yeah. things will pop up.
And then I imagine, yeah, there's a MySpace page out there as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, yeah. MySpace backslash. Is it United States Workers Montreal or USWM.ca? I don't know.
One of the two.
Google, just USWM into Google, and you'll find 27 places to get in touch with us right on the first page.
Perfect.
And buy all of our CDs.
Of course, everyone will.
Of course.
To listen to IndieCan Radio, you have to like sign an agreement that you're going to buy all the songs of all the bands that,
perfect.
Yeah, I that know. Are featured. You guys cost me like $800 last year.
Exactly. All right, guys. Thanks again for spending the time.
We want to talk more.
Sorry, Gerd. Time's up. There's too many stories about booze and 14-year-old pen pals. I think it's time to go.
It's a good time.
Thank you very much. That was fun.
All right. Cheers, guys.
We love IndieCan.
Yes.
Yay.
And again.
Blow on the top and blow on the jets. I'm just gonna fill her, make sure it's wet. Blow on the cables and check my corrosion. What of that smoke? Don't need no smoke. Fire an orange, not near as palm. Bleach life in this pile of dust. She's a long walk home and the air is heavy. Wanna see my arm hang out last time. I got dust clouds in the back of my brain. Get your backs all right with pain. Small town banks and a wrong man playing. I can't remember last time it rained. Burned to the arm on a manifold. Duct tape scissors in a brand new fold. Vice grip same and a wire. Always make it home on a rim and a tire. She fires fly, falls, swing stride. Got another rusty old kitchen knife. Jack pulled out the heat in the dish. But I'm being a wheel good, a son of a bitch. I got dust clouds on the back of my brain. Next to backs all racked with pain. Small town banks in the wrong bed lane. I can't remember last time it rained. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take dipstick, fall, and a freeze. Climb underneath, she's a bit of a squeeze. Hang the belts, well, they scream louder. Back of the block, took the wire to start. Jack was in a notch by the blade. Kicking that block, don't seal my fate. Take a long pull off my bottle of Bud. Down to one knee, not a cup of the blood. I got dust piles, back of my brain. Necks and backs, all racked with pain. Small town banks in the wrong man plane. I can't remember last time it rained. Place names come out in the presence, and the wiser in the ones guess. I'm a first hand gun man with a story told by a friend of dead helps and you love me.
Just to have more time, my heart. it's me, Joe Chisholm. We'll be sending it right back to Montreal, but I just wanted to get you up to date on a few Toronto issues. We just heard from Galore, and they are back together with a new album that'll be coming out in 2009. I talked to Tim Luck, who actually has often drummed for Carol Pope, who we heard at the top of the set from her do-it-yourself independent release from Transcend. We heard the song Dream Six. And this is a three-time Juno winner, and it's kind of a mission of mine to have her either present or perform at the Junos, maybe in Vancouver next year. That would be great. And she was recently inducted into the Canadian Indie Hall of Fame with Kevin Staples for their efforts as Rough Trade, which really altered the Canadian music landscape in the 80s. And anyway, you can find out about all that online if you don't already know all about that. And I would recommend you do so if you are a student of Canadian independent music. Anyway, I heard from Tim. He was actually playing with Sean Kelly. Again, if you're playing Indie Can History, Episode 9, Crash Kelly, real loud and proud set. Here's a guy who's worked with Gilby Clark. He's open for Alice Cooper, and he's got a Christmas CD. He's playing classical music. And anyway, he assembled a band with Kevin Young, who we'll be hearing for later. Kevin plays with David Usher, and he writes for Canadian Musician Magazine. We'll be talking to him soon in the new year. And anyway, if you would want to know, if you are a Crash Kelly fan, that there is a Crash Kelly Christmas record or a Sean Kelly Christmas record. So look that up on the internet. And in the middle there, we had Women, a band from Alberta, who was produced by Chad Van Gellen, who played at Pop Montreal. So there's your Montreal connection for that set. We'll be all Montreal through the rest of it. We'll be getting back to the Montreal team. And this industry insider interview I'm looking forward to sharing with you. If you think, you know, oh man, it seems so tough in the music industry, well, here's a guy who came up with a great idea. It's easy to copy. I'm sure he'd be fine. But listen up. It's kind of cool. But I'm going to be introducing you to a band called Mitten Strings, which was on the Pop Montreal compilation CD. And I'm going to get a couple of ex-Deer guitar players. The Deers, of course, have a new record out. And there's been an interesting and eclectic lineup of artists who have played with them. We'll finish the show off later on with Patrick Creef from Black Diamond Bay. But here is John Cohen Experimental. And John and his, at the time, trio was in Montreal and recorded this song for us for episode 24. So if you like this or you're curious, go to IndieCan.com and you can download the whole show. Anyway, enough from me. Montreal, you're doing a great job. Everyone else, if you're enjoying this, please write and say so. I'm hoping to encourage Team Montreal to give us a lot more product. Anyway, that's enough for me. John Cohen Experimental. Back to Montreal.
Just me against the world. Radio.
Welcome back to IndieCan Radio. Our industry insider for this week is Carl Como of Hyperbole Music, which is a music management and events production company here in Montreal. Welcome to IndieCan Radio, Carl.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. First question, I guess, is how you got involved in the music industry, because I know your background is a little bit more on the business side of things. So what prompted you to get more involved in the music industry itself?
Always had a love of music, and music sort of is readily available in my family. And I had a younger brother that was about to put out a record, and helped him financially on it, and started talking to a lot of people in the industry, and realized that there were a lot of people that were coming at it from a musical perspective, and I was coming at it from a business perspective, and started making some contacts. And one thing led to another, where I started talking to other acts, and just one thing led to another.
Right. So tell me your perception of the music business as it is, because you come from more of a technology background and other businesses. What's your perception so far of the music business? Because there's a lot of discussion about it going on these days in terms of where the music business is at and all the changes that are taking place. So I'm just curious what your perception of it is.
Well, it's interesting because I come from a publishing background, and yes, I was able to work in technology, ride the internet bubble nicely, and do a lot of different creative stuff. However, always with the idea that the music industry was once on very solid footing until the internet came along and the respect for copyright sort of left at the same time. File sharing is happening on anybody that's creating content these days. There's an issue there, and it's hitting the music industry as well. However, music is still being listened to. People still love music. The iPod phenomenon is out there. Everybody's listening to music, but there's this new reality out there that we're not talking about the same economics that we once were talking about.
Yeah, no, that's clear. So what do you see in the future? I mean, what are your hopes for the things that you're working on? What do you see, a new kind of music economy sprouting, or is it still a little bit too, are the waters too murky at the moment?
Well, they're murky, but at the same time, I see a lot of upside in that we just, as a record label or a distributor or a venue, you've got to be able to give your clients options. At the end of the day, if somebody has decided that they're not going to pay for a song, they'll find the song and they won't pay for it. But there's an educational process that needs to happen. And by giving options to your user, your buyer, whether it be a digital option, a CD option, having a chance to really interact with the artist when he tours, your users need to have options. And if they don't, then they'll go for, you know, if they open up their computer, it's as easy as just open up your browser and Googling any name of any artist, and you'll probably find the content you're looking for. However, we're still all hoping that the idea that, you know, if you like an artist, you're going to go out and support them. And with that, you know, with the artists that I'm working with, it's vital that they go out there and that they sing and that they perform for people. And the live experience is always going to be something that people will look out for. And you know, the whole revenue model, as far as CD sales go, has shifted, but it's part of a mix for an artist, merchandising and touring and whatnot. It's all part of this new reality for an artist.
And what would be your advice, I guess, for independent artists out there? Would it be to diversify where they're seeing money come in? Like, instead of, and a lot of artists are like, they put out a CD and then they hope that will somehow pay for, you know, everything. Is it really about diversifying what you're doing, making it available in many ways, doing a live thing and merchandise and that whole, I guess, the whole kit and caboodle, like everything you could possibly do with your music?
Yeah, well, it's, as far as giving any sort of recommendations or suggestions to artists, it's, you have to work on all fronts. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of artists work on the, you know, artistic side of things. And when the album is out, they figure, well, people will find it and go buy it. However, there's so much music out there that you can't count on that anymore. Word of mouth is still a very important thing. I think that the idea that every time you're playing, whether it be a coffee shop where five people are there to a, you know, sold out Bell Center show, you're speaking to an audience, and you have to make sure that those people are converted and like your music. And that, you know, if you're out there and you've got talent, well, make sure that you connect with the people that are in the room. Because those people will go out and talk about you. And if they don't, then there's probably something broken in what you're offering. And at the end of the day, that's really what matters. If you have a sustainable long-term career in the music industry, it's because you're touching people every day.
Right. Now, you talked a little bit about live experience. You're doing some interesting events here in Montreal right now. You founded a couple of different series. Well, one of them is a festival, the Folk Festival on the Canal, and the other one is the Decanted Series, which is sort of a wine-tasting concert series. So those are two interesting events where you're creating experiences for people. So tell me a little bit about those two events.
Well, it happens that... for me, I'm looking at it from a business perspective and finding things that were not available to me as I, you know, mid-30s, don't go out to concerts that start at midnight as much as I used to, looking for things that actually, that interest me. It was a big hole in the market as far as I was concerned, that there was no folk festival in Montreal, so that was a bit of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
What I needed was solid partners and a good venue, and we were ready to go.
Yeah.
As far as the Decanted Concert Series, for me, it's an appreciation of wine without knowing any, like, really a lot about wine, but enjoying it and enjoying the idea of sitting with friends and... talking about wine and talking about music. And so I put the two together, half wine tasting, half concert, you know, match the both together. And that's, you know, to me, that's a fun event. Again, back to the music thing, and it's really, music is an experience, and there's a lot more to it than just going out and buying a CD. You should be able to talk to friends about music, and, you know, and everybody has a different opinion, and that's what makes it interesting. So for me, the Decanted Series is a little bit of that, bringing, you know, 200 people in one room, enjoying wine and talking about music, and then having, you know, some of the best performers go up on stage. And again, because I really like branding and whatnot, it's to me that's of interest to artists that are coming in and to wine agents that, you know, that help us put these events together, to, you know, having a great sommelier to do the wine presentation. So it all goes together in creating an event that people like to go out to.
Fair enough. So you're working with several artists right now. What's on tap for Hyperbole Music in 2009? What are some of your artists going to be up to in the coming year?
Hyperbole Music was always meant to be sort of like a business incubator for artists. I work with one high-level, international-level artist in Rob Lutz that doesn't really necessarily need an incubator. But for him, it was essentially just putting up the business plan together to connect him with the right people. Rob is, you know, now touring Europe and will be touring Asia soon, and is doing very well in North America. So for me, as far as Rob is concerned, is really just to make sure that a lot of people get to experience Rob Lutz, because his music is, I mean, he's one of the best singer-songwriters in Canada. There's no debate there. However, just people need to hear more of him. As far as Scott Normandy is concerned, well, again, to me, it's it's a young band that has tons of energy, that comes from a different perspective as far as the way that they view the world. They write from a happy place, and God knows we need a little bit of that these days. And again, very, very talented artists that are committed to. And as we look at this new music economy, the, you know, kids that are committed to putting out a great show every night, you know, committed to touring and merchandising, and, you know, respecting a brand and working hard to get to where they need to go. So for me, it's having these artists seen in more venues, bigger places. And then, you know, who knows? I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be all these great CD sales coming through. However, you know, more people are going to experience these bands, and that's where what I'm I hope that's going to happen.
Fair enough. And I guess we can expect more Decanted series and another folk festival on the canal for 2009.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Decanted series is meant to be a monthly series. We're going to do a beer one as well, which is going to be a monthly as well. So a small, less expensive ticket, either at Saint-Saint-Ambroise or another venue in Montreal. We've got this great music scene in Montreal. There's no doubt, and we compete against 60 concerts every night. However, we do something a little bit different, and it's a lot of fun. We want to keep this going. The Decanted series for wine is meant to be 10 shows a year, and the beer should be no different. And as far as the folk festival, we should probably have some information for the market in early 09. And it should be another fun event. You know, one of the nicest, you know, we've got a really great venue, and last year was a great success. So we're hoping to do the same next year.
Yeah, for anybody in Montreal, the Folk Festival on Canal was definitely a highlight of 2008 for me, that's for sure. It was a lot of fun, a lot of great music, and a great day. We lucked out with a bright, sunny, warm day this summer in Montreal. For anyone living here, you know that the summer was not any of those things for the most part. So that's it. Thanks so much, Carl, for taking the time to stop by IndieCan Radio, and best of luck in 2009.
It's my pleasure. Thank
Cheers.
You.
right, so that's IndieCan Radio for this week. I'd like to thank Joe and the whole IndieCan crew for letting me host the show this week. It was a real honor. Of course, I'd like to thank DNA Studio for putting us up this week, and especially the engineers Lucas and Greg, and of course the owner of DNA and producer extraordinaire, Mr. Dave Sturton, for letting us use the studio this week. Big thanks to our live at IndieCan guests, United Steelworkers of Montreal. Keep an eye out for them. They're going to be doing some great things in 2009. Also, thanks to our industry insider, Carl Como of Hyperbole Music. And from Montreal, my name is Dave Cool. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and your regular IndieCan host will be back next week. Cheers.
For information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.